Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. Today, the Prime Minister is attending the repatriation ceremony for the six Canadian Armed Forces members killed last week in a helicopter crash off the coast of Greece. The CH-148 Cyclone helicopter was deployed from a naval frigate, the HMCS Fredericton, as part of NATO's Operation Reassurance. It went missing when performing exercises in the Ionian Sea on April 29th. The six victims have been identified as Master Corporal Matthew Cousins, Sub-Lieutenant Abigail Cowbrow, Captain Kevin Hagen, Captain Brendan Ian McDonald, Captain Maxime Miron-Morin, and Sub-Lieutenant Matthew Pike. The repatriation will take place at the Armed Forces Base at Trenton this afternoon. The cause of the accident is unknown and the investigation is ongoing. On Wednesday, the federal government gave an update on the military intervention in Quebec and Ontario's long-term care homes. In Quebec, an estimated 760 members of the armed forces are supporting care staff in 13 long-term care facilities. Most of the facilities are in the Montreal region. The armed forces are working with the Quebec government to move additional military personnel to 7 more care homes. Ultimately, it is expected that 1,000 members of the armed forces will be on the ground. In Ontario, the armed forces are working with the government in the 5 long-term care homes identified in late April. The president of the Treasury Board, Jean-Yves Duclos, has reported the latest on Canada's emergency financial measures. Over 7.5 million people have received at least one payment of the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. The CERB provides up to $2,000 per month for 4 months for workers impacted by the pandemic. As of May 5th, 545,000 businesses have received an emergency loan through the Canada Emergency Business Account. The government-guaranteed loans provide up to $40,000 for businesses impacted financially by COVID-19. And 110,000 businesses have put in applications for the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy as of yesterday. The subsidy covers up to 75% of payroll to support wages for workers during the pandemic. President of the Treasury Board, Jean-Yves Duclos.
And finally, regarding the important wage subsidy, emergency wage subsidy program, as of yesterday, 110,000 businesses have submitted their requests for reimbursement of these emergency wage subsidies. The information can, in most cases, be found on the part of businesses on their account, my account at the Canada Revenue Agency. The majority of these businesses have seen their applications processed by the Canada Revenue Agency, and many of them will receive their payment, their reimbursement of the Canada wage subsidies by tomorrow.
As of noon on May 6th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 62,458 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 4,111 deaths. Over 970,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for May 6th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.